You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. No Stanley Cup final game tonight. Of course, Brad Marchand and the Panthers won last night, so they're up 2-1 in the series. And no NBA finals tonight. They have an extra day off to travel to Indiana for game 3. So Pacers, Thunder tied at 1. That series will resume tomorrow, but you have an off night in both of the championship series.
Yeah. Not you would think by design for these leagues, but and the NBA gets a lot of flack for dragging things out. The Stanley Cup will sneaky do it as well, all of a sudden it feels like a long layoff in the middle of that series, and for two that are not doing very well. Ratings-wise?
No. You got to be pretty passionate fans of both.
I'd imagine being in people's faces a little more instead of being in the back of their minds would be advantageous.
Grab bag.
But fear not, sports fans, as there is a Boston Red Sox game. They're taking on the Tampa Bay Rays tonight, and Lucas Giolito will be on the hill. Last time we saw Giolito. He threw batting
pretty
practice.
Good, right?
No, he threw BP, I think, was it the Angels?
Yep.
He got slugged around. I mean, those balls were roped.
I did bet a Yandy Diaz home run today. Is that a sucker's bet or a buying opportunity?
Probably a buying opportunity.
Ooh,
Giolito, known to get the long ball.
I need to know the number. What's the number?
I think it was, like, when I did it this morning, plus 550.
Ooh, that's nice.
That is pretty nice.
That's some juice.
Does the weather impact you at all, though?
Yeah, it was
Giolito doesn't matter.
But the Giolito game was warm. Wasn't it when he got shelled, it was pretty warm.
Yeah.
Today it's going to be like in the mid-60s.
It's gross out there.
Yeah. So Giolito's 6.42 ERA will be on the mound versus, was it Ryan Pepiot?
Pepio. Yeah.
Pepio.
I think. I don't know. It's a good question.
We'll 3-2 ERA.
Tune in tonight and find out.
Those guys will be all over it.
To answer Nick's question, 6.40-something ERA for Giolito, that's probably a buying opportunity.
He gives up a few long balls in his day as well. So, I like it.
Grab them bags. It's easy because your bag's beautiful. And every time I go back, yours is the bag I grab. Grab bag. Grab bag.
Go for it.
Grab bag.
Almost got there.
TJ Oshie retiring after 16 seasons in the NHL. He's probably best known from his shootout performance in the 2014 Olympic Games, where he scored 4 shootout goals against Russia in a win over Russia.
What a stupid rule that was, but that was awesome that they won that game.
They're
that game
just trot him back out.
What a moment for America.
Okay.
It didn't matter. Did they even medal? I don't think they medaled
in that
Olympics.
They came in fourth. They played in the bronze medal game and lost.
Yeah.
They did not even get a medal.
So it ended up being pretty worthless, but it felt
big
in the moment.
Though. He was the man.
But that's such a stupid rule that you can just go as much as you want in the shootout.
Send the same guy back out there. Like, that guy's nasty.
Yeah. So dumb.
Send him out.
Yeah, send him back out there.
Go ahead. But one-on-one.
But good player, good career, won a cup.
He did have a really good career. Yeah. He was good.
Now this looks like on top of me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without...
Grab bag.
All right, how about this? Not one, not two, but three notable holdouts going on in the NFL right now. Terry McLaurin, T.J. Watt, Trey Hendrickson.
You don't have Jonnu on the list. That's a big one.
I don't have Jonnu on the list.
It's a big one going on in Miami.
Obviously, as a Patriots fan, I would want Terry McLaurin the most. Yeah, those guys are good.
Who's two?
Watt. Maybe, yeah. You think Watt's still?
I think the answer is T.J.
Okay.
Watt. Yeah.
That's fine. But they're both good.
I'll take any of the three or all of the three.
Yeah, seriously.
Is what I would take. Seriously. Again, people are
Trouble
really,
in Paradise?
People are really leaping to conclusions that because Vrabel said they could upgrade the roster, they'll go get them.
They're going to get all these guys.
I wouldn't hold my breath on any of it. You got to give up a draft pick and pay them.
Do you think
three? That's the order. McLaurin, Watt, Hendrickson.
Do any of these three play for a different team this year?
Hendrickson, I think, for sure.
Yeah, Hendrickson feels
I would almost guarantee McLaurin's back, and I would also lean Watt.
Dude, Watt's
returning.
Definitely going to be back.
That's what
They'll
I think.
Figure
too.
Something out.
But Hendrickson's probably playing somewhere else.
Or just sits out.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Like, he could also Le'Veon Bell it.
That one's super contentious.
Yeah.
He's been bitching about it. They're so cheap.
And they already paid their receivers.
Yeah.
And Burrow.
You're right. He'll either hold out or he will not play a down for the Bengals.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Listening to Jones and Keefe sure does help a lot.
It does.
Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody grabs your bag. And they always grab your bag. You want to be where you can see your troubles are all a drag. You want to go where everybody grabs your bag.
Very nicely done. Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns, not holding out. He has a pretty big contract, so he's pretty happy to be there.
Yeah, you thought maybe he'd want out, but then what do you know? They gave him a bunch of money, and he's like, oh, I am happy on the Browns.
So he was at practice today, and he was asked about the new quarterback in Aaron Rodgers joining the AFC North.
Oh. I
think it's a good opportunity to put him in the graveyard.
Good opportunity to put him in the
graveyard.
He's
going to murder him. He's going to murder.
Is that what he said?
Yeah,
wow.
He says it's a good opportunity to put him in the graveyard.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Myles Garrett will play Aaron Rodgers, we assume, twice this year with a chance to murder him both times.
That's my NFL
That's right there.
Finally. Let's put some quarterbacks in graveyards.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
I'm a genie in a graveyard. Baby, come on and let me out.
Well, we have bad news for the Caitlin Clark fans out there. There was some talk that she might return to action tonight for the Indiana Fever.
Earmuffs, Brian.
She's going to remain out.
Oh, man.
So she's going to miss her fifth straight game with a hammy. But it did feel like tonight was close.
Yeah.
So it could be any game now.
Yeah.
We could get her back.
There's a certain group of people that can't wait.
For sure.
Yeah, I would say.
Clark
fans. Yeah.
I may miss Brad.
All right, quick opportunity to workshop something. We had the Is Aaron Rodgers a Free Agent?
Yep.
And that was a staple of the grab bag because, yes, he was, in fact, a free agent for months. Months. Until very recently.
Good, long, healthy amount of time.
So we swapped that out with...
Is Aaron Rodgers in the graveyard? Should we do that?
We could do that.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers with us. Yeah. Like a Deadpool update for sickos out there. We also then brought in, has Roman Anthony been called up yet?
Yep.
We did that yesterday. The answer was no. But only for like another hour, and then he was called up. So that has been scrapped. So we need to come up with something. And so this is that was an idea by Dice.
Yeah,
so a listener had the idea about
great
Anthony.
Listener submission by Dice. One of the quicker bits in radio history.
Correct.
Here quickest and in the history of this show. But
June 9th, 2025 to June 9th, 2025.
Or you're saying we're taking submissions? We're open to...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We're open to whatever you got.
So you can tweet at us, at Jones and Keefe. You can email me, keefe@weei.com, or you can also send these grab bags.
Hmm.
And if you have an idea, something that you would want a daily kind of update on with a yes-no answer, there's an opening. Is what I'm saying. There's an opening here in the grab bag.
This is a grab bag job posting, basically, is what this is.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Good.
There's an opportunity for someone out there to really strike. Right. Dork Podcast, we recorded two of them last night. So one is available. They're both available on YouTube. One currently on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. We did The Accountant 2 and Predator, Killer of Killers.
Which the text line was
people
backing
like
you up
right?
on. We got a bunch of texts.
It was excellent.
That you were right about
that.
It
was very good. And then we also reviewed Tires Season 2. That'll be available 10 o'clock tonight on the podcast.
Oh, nice.
Very good.
Still got to rip the first season.
Yes,
we are getting submissions. You want some of these submissions for the one-offs?
Does Dolly Parton sleep on her back? In the words of Will Middlebrooks.
Is that just the daily one?
Yeah.
Has Alex Cora been fired yet?
Okay, we could do that.
That's aggressive.
That is real mean-spirited.
But it's a good question.
I don't hate it.
How about this one?
Yeah.
Did Jalen Polk make a catch?
Good one.
Does Dolly Parton sleep on her back?
Yeah,
well. The answer is obviously no.
Both?
Yeah,
both are good.
Yeah.
I like this. We'll continue to workshop. I'll check the inbox
later. This
is what
we're looking for, yeah.
Those are good, though. Good.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
All right, what do you say we take a look at the top baseball performer from yesterday's games?
I'd say, why don't you take a look at it?
I got it right here.
Relay him over is what I'd say.
I got it right here.
Okay. I heard some keys tapping away over
I have a lot of good submissions here. I might even give you more than five. There's so many good ones.
Good.
Was it Josh Naylor? 3-for-5, 1 home run, 5 RBI?
I barely know.
Alejandro Kirk, who is breathing down Carlos Narvaez's neck.
Some
people
say
the backup catcher.
An all-star game reserve.
4-for-5 with a dong, 2 RBI.
Oh.
Was it Jake Fraley? 3-for-4, home run, 2 RBI, 2 runs, and a steal.
Oh, I like that.
Was it Yusei Kikuchi? 7 1/3 scoreless, 5 punch-outs. Or former Red Sox, Chris Sale.
Oh, I saw that.
7 innings, 1 earned run. 11 strikeouts and a win. He's now 4-4 in the year.
Yeah, you probably got to go Sale. 11 punchouts. I'll go there. I wanted to go with Alejandro Kirk just to throw that in the Narvaez people's face. I guess you. But yeah, I'll go with Chris Sale.
Me,
you're the only anti-Narvaez person.
Well, I'm
we're all pro Narvaez.
I'm just not putting him in the All Star game.
It's a pro Narvaez
show.
He should
be an All Star.
Do you think Chris Sale? Well, speaking of All Stars, Chris Sale, he kind of had a shaky start, didn't he? But he's bounced back.
He did. I think he had a bad April, and then since then he's been lights out.
Yeah. He's 4-4 with a 2.79 ERA, and he's third in the majors in strikeouts.
Yeah, I'd say he's having a good year.
He's an all-star.
Now, he also won't be out there when it matters in the postseason.
No, God,
can't rely on the guy whatsoever
when
it matters.
Or the playing game
when they need him. Yeah, not either.
But, could he win another Cy Young, though?
But, you know, I mean, April to, like, mid-August, he's pretty reliable, yeah.
What are the NL Cy Young odds, though? You think he's got a chance?
Oh, you got your Paul Skeens.
Oh, yeah.
Skeens
doesn't win any games.
No.
He'll win 2 games and win Cy Young.
He might.
He lives in no decision land.
That's true. All right. NL Cy Young odds updated
yesterday.
Okay,
wait. So,
I have the top.
Zach Wheeler's up there, right?
Zach Wheeler is third.
Okay. Skeens?
Skeens won. Skeens is minus money to win the Cy Young.
And they don't win.
No, he's like, does he have one win?
Or I think he has two.
Okay.
Okay. Is Sale in it?
Sale's fifth right now.
Okay, so I need 2 more. I don't know.
Who else? Good guess.
Yeah.
Yamamoto.
Oh,
off to a good start with the Dodgers.
Sure.
He's second. And Logan Webb.
I wouldn't have got that.
He could be Hoss of the Week. Logan Webb, big guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's a big dude.
Yeah. He's real.
Skeens has 4 wins this year, and I don't know how.
Skeens could be Hoss
of the Week. It's only 1-0 wins.
Nice.
That's true. Yeah, he's had a bunch of either no decisions or losses with, like, 1 run allowed. It's pretty crazy. Oh, that's a good one. Are you seeing some of these suggestions?
Does Connor Wong have an RBI yet? That's not bad.
Is Korn in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet?
Well, that's something. Well, like, how long? That's somebody who's very confident in the show lasting a long time.
That's true.
Yeah.
We want some sort of payoff.
Is Belichick still the head coach at UNC?
Oh, that's also a good one.
Yeah.
Ooh. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
How about what? I don't think I've seen this yet. Have they gotten married? Him and Hudson?
Oh, Bill and
Oh, actually,
Jordan.
Wait. That is what this is saying. Has he married the Black Widow yet? Are they
the lady that played Pool? Remember her? She's
yeah.
sick.
She was great. Yeah. Billiards. We're
that little nine ball. What are you guys playing?
Yeah. Has Bill gotten married yet? That's a good one. Or engaged yet? Good
one. We have a lot to choose from, actually. Yeah. These are pretty good.
Nice.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. We have a former Tampa Bay Ray.
Okay.
In addition.
Are you sure?
Ray or Devil Ray?
Well, good
wow,
one, Bill.
Good one, Bill.
Great question.
Jeez. Devil Ray.
Oh,
Devil Ray.
Greg Vaughn.
That's why I paused.
It's Greg Vaughn.
I was like, have I given away too much? No, it's not Greg Vaughn.
Is it Ben Grieve?
It's not Ben Grieve either.
We've already had him.
I thought of him.
Aubrey Huff.
It's not Aubrey Huff.
Okay.
He also played for the Cubs, Mets, Orioles, and Blue Jays.
Cubs, Mets, Orioles, Blue Jays, Rays.
Five teams in 16 seasons.
What a career.
One-time All-Star.
Nice.
So he's not a scrub. He ain't no scrub.
No.
We don't want no scrubs.
We don't want no scrubs.
He also, a couple years after his All-Star season, he led the major leagues with 18 losses. He's
a
starting
pitcher. Okay, I've been waiting for the position. Okay,
yep,
good.
Right-handed pitcher.
Uh-huh.
One-time All-Star.
You didn't say Red Sox, so it's not Rolando Araujo.
It's not Rolando.
When he was an All-Star.
He was an All-Star. Good question, Bill. In the year 1996.
So with the Rays. No.
Nope. That was with the Cubbies.
Cubbies.
He broke in with the Cubs 1993. He got Rookie of the Year votes 94. His last pitch was 2008.
Wow.
Pitched on a lot of teams. 4.39 career ERA. 143 and 159. Over 1,500 career strikeouts. One-time All-Star. The Twitch chat.
Do they?
Yes, they have it.
Damn it.
And
don't you dare text line. They're on delay.
Is Angel Reese still shooting better than 32%? Or what is
has
she?
Arcan has not texted. No.
All right, starting pitcher, right-handed pitcher.
I forget who tweeted at me, if it was Mac or Goo, but I was tweeted yesterday that we stink at this. Me and my crew of cohorts, stink at this.
Yeah.
Billy, Nick.
Yeah.
And they're not wrong. That's now rattling around in my head. I don't even have guesses.
Really?
Yeah. It's
right-handed pitcher?
I'm going to be honest. It's in my head.
For the Rays and the Cubs.
I can't get past that now that we stink at this.
In the Mets.
Yeah.
He went 8-18 one year with the Cubbies, so they sent him
it's
packing.
It's not. Well.
Huh?
We may have had this guy before.
Probably.
Nah, it's not Steve Traxel. Right?
He got it.
Is it?
Have we had him?
I think we did have Steve Traxel before, didn't we?
No, we didn't.
I don't think so.
He's come up before.
Consult the grid. We've done a lot of these.
How am I supposed to know? You guys don't even know.
Steve Traxel has come up before. Maybe he's probably been
a good guess.
Yeah.
I don't think we had Steve Traxel.
I kind of thought Steve Traxel might have been a lefty.
Steve Traxel was definitely a righty.
Okay.
I think it came up because I had mentioned about him giving up either 62 or 70.
Did he give up the McGuire big bomb?
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's how he came up. Yeah.
I don't think we've had him.
No, but he's come up.
Yeah.
Did we beat the text line? I was way late to the Twitch, but we beat the text line too.
Yeah, definitely beat you.
Okay. Steve Traxel.
It's a random baseball player.
I was thinking Tanyan Sturts, but you didn't say Yankees in there.
No.
I was thinking
from Worcester, Tanyan Sturts.
Is he?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
See that kid last night in the game from Mass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
I wasn't really all that impressed, but good for him.
He's out there.
getting his first win.
He's out there doing it.
So that's the random ball player every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.